Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Leacon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, it's the second of six this week between the Clearwater Threshers and the Bradenton Marauders. This is the Marauders pregame show. Good morning. Bright and early Sunday, or Sunday afternoon game, a Wednesday afternoon game, in which we typically don't play these early contests unless it's a Sunday, and so that's why we're used to feeling it's like a Sunday, but it's really not. It is a camp day game here at Baycare Ballpark as the Threshers and the Marauders continue their week-long series. Again, this is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for this afternoon's contest. Marauders taking game one yesterday by a score of 9-7. It was really a pitcher's duel early yesterday. Mavis Graves struck out 10, allowed just a run in 5 innings. Antoine Kelly allowed just 2 earned runs, 3 runs total in 5 2/3 innings, all 3 runs scoring in the 6th inning. So it was a really tightly contested ball game the entire way through, and then things just got out of hand late in the ball game. 3-3 tie game, top of the 9th. Marauders score 6 runs. They send 10 of the plate, and then the Threshers end up having a chance to tie it and possibly win the game in the bottom half of the inning as 4 runs were pushed across. They had the tying runs on base, go-ahead run of the plate, and Amor Lobo struck out Bryson Ware to end the contest. So that is where we ended yesterday Here is where we start today as Carlson Reed gets the baseball for the second straight camp day in the second straight week. Last week, he pitched on Wednesday as well. Marauders had an 11 a.m. start time, so this time about an hour extra of sleep that he was able to get. Goes against the righty Luke Russo, 4-1, a 4.59 ERA this season. Reed looking for a little bit of a bounce back down. It was still overall really solid. Gave up just 3 earned runs in 5 1/3 innings, but took the loss against Lakeland as they led. That led to a 10-2 loss. Just too many walks in that ball game. He only walked 3 of them, but just runners on the base path. And so Reed looking to clean that up here today against Clearwater, which he has a very good record overall against. We come back here on the pregame show. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard to get you set for today around the Pirate System and also the Florida State League. That's next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you ready for the second game of this six-game set in Clearwater. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Marauders are the only day game today going around right now in the Pirate System, but also in the Florida State League as well. Take a look at the Buccos system. Pirates today, they are taking on the Cincinnati Reds, closing up their series. They are an afternoon game, I should say. 1:10 first pitch. Luis Ortiz against Graham Ashcraft today, who just called up from AAA. Buccos with a 9-5 win yesterday. And so that was a much-needed win, and again, go for the series victory now today. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, AAA Indianapolis gets underway 6:45 p.m. up in upstate New York in Rochester. AA Altoona, 6 p.m. start. Sean Sullivan gets the baseball today. He's been throwing it pretty well this year. A 3.65 ERA again against the Akron Rubber Ducks. High A Greensboro closes out the day. It's the MILB.TV free game of the day. Dominic Paracci gets the baseball, sub-2 ERA. He's got the second-best ground ball percentage in the Pirates' Oregon Bunk qualifiers. Number one, Carlson Reed goes today for Bradenton. But Termar Johnson, Jack Brannigan, going against our old friends we saw here, not only our friends, but our, I guess, frenemies, Aiden Miller, who was the shortstop for the Threshers for a good chunk of the first half of the season. George Clausen and Luis Caicudo, just so many former Threshers that the Marauders have seen this year. And so they will battle the Grasshoppers at 7:05. In the Florida State League, 6 p.m. first pitch in Lakeland, minor league rehabber Ricky Tiedemann, one of the top Blue Jays prospects. He is the top pitching prospect in the org, makes his second rehab start today for Dunedin at Joker Margin Stadium. Palm Beach hosts St. Lucie, 6:30. 6:35 start time at Daytona. Hammerheads continue their series, and then 7:05 first pitch in Fort Myers as the Tarpons and the Mighty Muscles battle. We come back here on the pregame show. We will get you the lineups. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back to Bay Care Ballpark here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show as the Threshers and the Marauders playing the second game of this six-game set on the road in Clearwater. Well, both managers will pop out from the dugout any second now. We're about 6 minutes away from our scheduled first pitch. Both umpires, Blake Bison, Dominic Romero, right on time. They pop out from the first base dugout, and so Marty Malloy and Jim Horner will exchange lineup cards, and so we will exchange them with you at home this afternoon. Starting with the Marauders, who end up with a 9-7 victory yesterday. This is a lineup that looks pretty good today, and there's a big name in the middle of it. Switching second baseman, Gerald Toledo hits leadoff, coming off a 3-RBI, 3-hit night last night. Reached base all four times. He bats leadoff. Left-handed inning first baseman, Omar Alfonso, hits second, followed by the shortstop and the switch hitter, Kiner Delgado. Abraham Gutierrez, the minor league rehabbing catcher, just announced today that he will be assigned to the Marauders. His rehab moved from the FCL Pirates to Bradenton. So Gutierrez, who played for the Marauders in 21, now here on rehab, batting cleanup and doing the catching today. Esmalin Valdez, the DH, hits fifth. He also drove in three runs last night. Amanda Torero, the left-hitting right fielder, bats sixth. Left-hitting center fielder, Shalene Polanco, bats seventh. With their red-hot third baseman, Javier Rivas, hitting eighth. And the left-hitting left fielder, Braylon Bishop, rounding out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. They send Carlson Reed to the hill. Their opening night starter, Reed, 4-3 with a 2.29 ERA this season, gets the baseball on this Wednesday afternoon. For the Threshers, their 1-9 goes as follows. Shortstop Bryson Ware hits leadoff, followed by the left-handed hitting right fielder Jordan Viers. Left fielder Pierce Bennett makes his first start this week, was a pinch hitter last night. Another pinch hitter last night, Dakota Katowski, hits cleanup and is the DH. Left-hitting second baseman Nico Polacco-Grego is in the middle part of the lineup today, batting fifth. Switch-hitting first baseman Caden Hediger bats sixth. Hitting seventh and playing third base is Diego Gonzalez, coming off a real good night last night as well, reaching base three times. Lou Albrecht, the catcher, hits eighth, and A.J. Shaver, the center fielder, rounds out the starting nine for the Threshers this afternoon. They turn to the right-hander Luke Russo, 4-1 with a 4.59 ERA. This will be his third start against the Marauders. He's had one good one, one so-so one. Maybe something in the middle now for him. We shall see. But first pitch coming down in just a few minutes. Marauders have won three of their first four to start the second half. They are at the top of the West Division, tied for first with Fort Myers. Looking to make it 4 of 5. Threshers take the field. We'll have the national anthem coming up any second now. And then we will have first pitch here from Bay Care Ballpark. When we come back, happy Wednesday afternoon at baseball time. That's next year. This has been the Marauders Pregame Show on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
We go from good morning to good afternoon from Baker Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida. It's the second game of a week-long series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers. Thomas Cinzarella, so happy you could join us at lunchtime. Maybe it's a brunch for you, wherever you're listening, or breakfast. But the Marauders right now going for their fourth win in their first five tries to start the second half of the season. They come in with a 3-1 record, 32-38 overall. They send right-hander Carlson Reed to the hill against Luke Russo this afternoon for the Threshers. Marauders are coming off a 9-7 victory yesterday, where 10 of the 16 runs scored in the ballgame came in the ninth inning. Marauders scored six in the top of the ninth. Threshers had the tying runs on base, go-ahead run at the plate, but were unable to score that run. Imer Lobo picked up the save. But they received a good start from Antoine Kelly, who went 5 2/3 yesterday. So looking for maybe something similar here today. Well, the right-hander Russo, mentioned him. It's his third start this season against the Marauders. He's had one pretty good start, one so-so start, and now here today. So Russo's good to go. Threshers in their blue tops, white pants, blue caps. It's more of an aqua slash teal blue. Marauders road gray uniforms that read Marauders across chest, black numbers, and a gold trim. First pitch in the righty Russo is a fastball on the outside corner at 90 miles an hour, off and running at 12.02 p.m. Game time temperature 88 degrees and sunny, bit of wind blowing out to right center. As the 0-1-2, Gerald Toledo's popped up first base side. Hediger over at the track in front of the Marauders dugout, backs up and puts it away. And one gone. Well, temperature in 88 feels like 94, though. Here at that Florida humidity with one out, base is empty, brings up Omar Alfonso. Connor Delgado to follow, batting third today. As here's a lefty, Alfonso. First pitch to him. And he takes on the outer half of the knees, called strike. Russo, 4-1, mentioned before, with a 4.59 ERA. 23-year-old from Howell, Michigan. Righty from the windup, the 0-1. Swinging a fly ball, hit the opposite way, out of play down the left field line for strike two. Was the 16th round pick back in 2023 out of Eastern Michigan. Just turned 23 back in February as well. His 12th start of the season, 66 strikeouts, 22 walks, and 51 innings this year. Righty, deep breath. As he has Alfonso, 0-2. The pitch bounces a couple feet before home. Omar, a bit of a funk right now, just 3 for his last 17, but overall still really good numbers on the season. He leads the Marauders among qualified hitters in average. 1-2, and that scorched and destroyed away. Center, in and over. Shaver jumps and makes the catch. Boy, is he lucky. That ball started taking off on him, and he had a jump to make the grab. So there's the first out, or the second out. Two outs, base is empty for Connor Delgado. Let's set the defense for you. Start on the outfield left to right. Bennett Shaver and Jordan Fires is in right. Diego Gonzalez is at third. Bryson Ware, Nico Pawaka, Grego up the middle. Delgado switcher to batting left, swings and misses at an off-speed first strike. Kenan Hediger is at first base, and Lou Albrecht does the catching this afternoon for the Threshers. Two outs, no one on. Here's the 0-1. Off-speed off the glove of Albrecht. It's outside, 1-1. But even though Alfonso may not be getting the numbers in terms of hits, I mean, he had one on Sunday, too, that was just like that. But the defense was shaded over in left center, and so it was an out. 1-1. Slider drops to the knees for a call and strike. It's 1-2. It's been a pop-out lineup to start this first inning so far for Russo. Mixes in a number of different pitches. Fastball, changeup, curveball, slider. Looking for his first strikeout to put an exclamation point on this top of the first. 1-2. Check swing. And he went around, said home plate umpire Blake Bison. 1-2-3, top of the first. No score after half an inning on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one in Clearwater as Marauders were sit down in order 1, 2, and 3. Carlson Reed hoping to do the same here as he faces Bryson Ware, Jordan Byers, and Pierce Bennett. 21-year-old, 6'5", 220-pound, Reed's first pitch. And it's flown in the air down the right field line. And it slices out of play into some empty blue seats for strike one. Reed, a fourth-round pick last year out of West Virginia, is making his 13th start this season. He's 4-3 with a 2.29 ERA. The righty's 0-1, and that's up and away. For a ball, it's 1-1. 31 walks, 68 strikeouts, and 55 innings. Opponents need just a buck 89 against him. A 1-1, swing and a tapper at home plate, foul for strike two. Reed coming off a start at home against Lakeland last Wednesday, which was also an early start. It was an 11 a.m. morning game. That was a camp day. Just like here, a lot of campers on the first base side. 1-2, and that's a breaking ball in the dirt. It's 2-2. Good chunk of them are trying to find some shade right now. Isn't much to be had except on the first base side, tucked underneath maybe the covering. 2-2. Swinging a foul off the ankle. Ouch of where as he hobbles out of the right-hander's batter's box. A read in the start last week through a career-high 97 pitches. A walk in the sixth inning led to a go-ahead run, in which they end up going on to lose 10-2. 2-2. Swing and a miss. There's that slider from Carlson Reed. Strikes out Ware, one gone. In steps Jordan Byers with one out, base is empty, bottom one, no score. Carlson Reed features a fastball changeup slider mix. The slider is almost like a sweeper, though, how much movement it has horizontally. First pitch, Byers chops it foul, first base side. Right on the top step of the Marauders dugout. Reed pivots the 0-1. Breaking ball whiffed out and missed by the lefty Byers. It's 0-2. Byers entering the day with a 10-game on-base streak. Hitting 257 on the year. 0-2, and he takes high and away. 8 home runs, 34 driven in for the lefty Byers, who was named the FSL Player of the Week about a month ago now. 1-2. And there is a breaking ball low, 2-2. Reed takes off Abrahan Gutierrez, 2-2. Last ball upstairs for ball three. So from 0-2 to 3-2, Byers with a good plate appearance here. Here is Bennett on deck, 3-2. Swinging a foul back to the netting. Seems like Reed is working at a much brisker pace today than he normally does. Three, two, and that's low for ball four. That's really been the one caveat for Carlson Reed. It's been the walks. He's been really good at times, and other times he's walked maybe a few too many. He had back-to-back starts, one against Clearwater, one in Dunedin at the beginning of June, where he walked just 2 in 10 innings, struck out 17, and allowed just 5 hits. Didn't allow a run in both starts. First pitch to Pierce Bennett is a fastball on the outer half for a called strike. Runner on first, one out, bottom one, no score in Clearwater. On the righty Bennett. Righties, and the 0-1. Jack swing, and he offered at a slider out of the zone for strike two. Let's set the defense for you. Start on the outfield, left to right. Brillen Bishop, Shalene Polanco, Amanda Toreros in right. Rivas is at third. Delgado to lay up the middle with Alfonso at first. 0-2. The slider, same spot. Pierce doesn't chase, though. And then Edebahan Gutierrez. Minor league rehabber is doing the catching today behind home. One, two. Fastball, line the opposite way, through the right side into right field. Byers touches second, holds on there. Ball just smacked by Bennett the opposite way. And so after the walk, a single here by Bennett puts two on and one out in the first inning for Dakota Katowski. Boy, it's already been a long first inning for Reed. Luke Russo threw 10 pitches, 8 strikes in the first. Reed's at 17 pitches already, 3 batters in. 2 on, 1 out for Dakota Katowski, right-handed hitter. Reed looked to second for his pitch. Fastball chopped to shortstop. Delgado flipped to second for one. Back to first, double play. 6-4-3 twin killing. Marauders used two of them yesterday, get one here in the first. And it's a scoreless first inning. Into the second on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, scoreless ball game between Clearwater and Bradenton as 4, 5, and 6 do up against Luke Russo. Pitched a 1-2-3 inning in the first. Edebahan Gutierrez swings and misses at an off-speed for strike one. Gutierrez just added to the Marauders roster today. Gutierrez is doing the catching. 0-1 to the right-hander. And that's flown in the air to left field. Bennett backs up with some room, though. Just shy of the track, makes the grab cap high. Gutierrez just missed that one. So two pitches, one out. First four now retired. Thrashers had two on, one out in the first inning, but then an inning-ending tailor-made double play halted to that effort. So now Esplin Valdez climbs in the right side against the right-hander Luke Russo. Deals home and drops over a slider for a called strike over the heart of the plate. Valdez also had a big night last night. Has now driven in runs the last two games. Yesterday drove in three and collected three hits. A one foul back to the screen for strike two. Had a pair of RBI doubles in the eighth and the ninth innings yesterday. Now that's really having a nice season here in Bradenton so far. 0-2. Slider cut on and missed out for strike three. Second strikeout for Russo. Two quick outs here in the second. Now Amanda Torero. Scoreless ball game. Top two on this Camp Day special. Baker Ballpark. The lefty Terrell, first pitch. He sees his down and in with a slider for ball one. Terrero now riding a three-game hitting streak, starting to get his feet underneath him. Now playing in his 14th game is 7-for-49 with a double, two home runs, and seven RBIs. 1-0 is inside as he scoots out of the way. It's 1-1. Russo working first base side of the slab. The 2-0 is outside. It's 3-0. Other home run he hit was last road trip in Dunedin, a grand slam after a suspended ball game. 3-1 offering, and that's on the outside. Blackford called strike. A fastball at 91. That's about where Russo will sit today, 90-91. Working behind on the count, 3-1. And that's down and in for ball four. Miss with a fastball on the first walk today, coughed up by Russo, puts a runner on. Runner on, two gone, top two, no score. And Russo coming off a really nice start at Jupiter last week. Went 5 1/3 scoreless. Lefty Shalane Polanco digs in. Righty Russo's first pitch, and that's it in the air to deep right field. Fires heading back. He's at the edge of the track, feeling for the wall. On the track, can't make the catch. It kicks away. Terrero scores. Polanco to third. He's in, standing up with an RBI triple. 1-0. Bradenton in the second. The wind blowing out to right center again, not as much as it was last night, but that ball just kept on carrying. It looked like Viers was going to make the catch at the edge of the track, ends up on it in front of the wall. And battle the sun as well, not easy. Either way, it drops as here's Javier Rivas, the righty. 1-0 Marauders lead. First pitch to him. It's a slider, pops out of the glove. Polanco started coming home. Now he's caught in no man's land. Foto Gonzalez at third. Russo will tag out Polanco. And that ends the inning. Marauders do get a run, though, on the triple from Shalane Polanco. We head to the home half of the second inning on the Marauders broadcast network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nico Poaca-Grego leads things off in the bottom of the second inning. Bradenton 1, Threshers nothing after an RBI triple from Shalane Polanco. As the first pitch to the lefty is a slider down and in from the right-hander Carlson Reed for ball one. He'd worked around some foot traffic, and so 5, 6, and 7 to open this half inning. 1-0, and that's too tall. With the heater, it's 2-0. It was a 1-out walk, then a single before an inning-ending double play, the 2-0. And Palaka Grego checks a swing on the appeal. He didn't go around. This is Dominic Romero. It's 3-0. Which Reed really needed a double play ball. 3-1. And that set the letters called strike. It's 3-1 now. 18 to pitch first inning for Carlson Reed. So deals home, 3-1. And a fastball on the outer half at 92 called strike. This is kind of very similar to what happened in his last start and why he needed so many pitches. 3-2. Swinging a slow chopper, first base side, foul. But that has been, you know, Reed for a lot of this season. He's still a really effective pitcher, and that's what good arms need to do. They need to, when they know their best stuff, maybe one day, still get outs and still be productive, and Reed has done that. Fell behind 3-0, now it's full 3-2. Pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slaughter gets him. Second strikeout for Carlson Reed. One gone in the second. So with one out, base is empty, bottom 2-1-0 Bradenton. Caden Hediger digs into left side against the righty Carlson Reed. First pitch, and that's it well the opposite way to left. Bishop back in front of the track. Now he waltzes in, makes the catch in deep left field. And Hediger retired. Two quick outs here in the second inning for Carlson Reed, which is something he could really use. The Marauders winning yesterday. They've won three straight road games for the first time this season. Looking to make it four here today. Righty Diego Gonzalez, the batter, for his pitch. That's upstairs with a sweeping slider for ball one. Marauders are also really off to a good start, too, in the second half, 3-1. 1-0 here, and check swing on the slider. He offered at it. Set Oakland umpire Blake Bison. Facing a Threshers team that won the first half in the Florida State League West Division, the 1-1. Fastball tip into the mitt. First strike two. .94 in that last fastball. Really good stuff when Reed, he's since mid-90s with that heater, and then the slider's go-to also throws a good changeup. Two outs, base is empty, 1-2. And fastball high. Evens the count. On to Gonzalez, who's hitting .289 this season and now with 17 games. No home runs, 6 RBIs. 2-2. Slider up and away. Gonzalez was on board 3 times last night. 1-for-2 with 2 walks. Riding a 9 game on base streak coming in. 3-2. And Gonzalez rolls it left side. Scooped by Rivas on the glove side. Throws off balance to first. And plenty of time. It's a 1-2-3 second inning for Carlson Reed as we head to the third. 1-0 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Team Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Leecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
A one-run lead for the Bradenton Marauders as we open things up. In the top of the third inning, Luke Russo facing 8-9-1, Javier Rivas, Braylon Bishop, and Gerald Toledo. First pitch, the righty Rivas is a slider, checks the swing on, didn't go around on the appeal down to first. Rivas was at the plate last inning when Julian Polanco was picked off at third. The 1-0. Swinging a high topper foul, third base side. Right towards the coach's box, it's 1-1. Rivas this year has significantly raised his average because of this June that he's having. It's one to remember. The 1-1, swing and a miss. There's another good slider, it's 1-2. But on the season, hitting 232 now with 12 doubles, a triple, six home runs, and 25 driven in. 1-2 on the outside corner, called third strike. So Rivas down looking. Third strikeout for Russo. And with one out, base is empty. Here's Braylon Bishop. Well, Russo had a really good start to the season, month of April, and four starts at a 2.50 ERA. Since then, it's just gotten a little bit downhill. First pitch to lefty Bishop is a changeup. He fans on for strike one. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Marauders in the third. Face Bradenton here at BayCare Ballpark April 23rd. Five scoreless, eight strikeouts. 0-1 is bunted down, third base side. It's a good one. Bare hand, throw to first is late. And a bunt single for Braylon Bishop. It's the second hit today. Well, if I was Diego Gonzalez, I might have let that one roll and see if it would go foul, because there's no chance you have on that play. He was playing behind the bag at third. Bishop puts one down about halfway, 45 feet down the line. And it looked like it was starting to kick a little bit left. It was hugging that grass dirt area. And so Bishop ends up with a bunt single instead. The top of the order back around for Gerald Toledo. Switching batting left. So holds first pitch, and a fastball high for ball one. But eight strikeouts in five scoreless against the Marauders. Then he faced them June the 6th. Gave up five runs on 80 hits in four innings. Took the loss. His only loss of the year. Snap throw back to first. Bishop with a headlong dive back in. Marauders won that series. Back of league comp, took four out of six. That was an 8-0 Bradenton win. Reed pitched that day too. Mike Walsh and Peyton Stumbo followed. The 1-0, swinging a pop-up right at the center of the diamond. Ware, shortstop, dash to the left of the second base bag, secures it for the second out. Now that day, Eswin Valdez club two home runs. Rivas had another as well. But Valdez hit two against Russo. Marauders hit 10 that week. They've gotten one so far. Going back to yesterday, Torreira home run. Two outs here in the third with a runner on for Omar Alfonso, the lefty. Russo kicks home. And a fastball spotted just outside for a ball. Marauders have the lead after a Shalene Polanco triple last inning. 1-0. Swinging a line drive right to the second baseman, Polanco Grego. Well, it's been bad luck so far for Omar. He's hit it hard twice, but right at the fielders. We head to the home half of the third inning. 1-0 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Last of the third inning, 1-0 Bradenton as Lou Albrecht, the catcher, steps on the right side. His pitch from Carlson Reed is a fastball outside for ball one. 8-9-1 coming up to bat in this half inning. Reed a 1-2-3 second as Albert fans on an inside fastball. At 92, it's 1-1. 14 pitches, 8 strikes. Strikeout, flyout, and a ground down. 1-1. And Slaughter bounces in for ball two. Albert this year playing in just his fifth game, as he's 5-for-14. So Albrecht takes down the heart of the plate, called strike, it's 2-2. And that's because Luis Caicudo is up in high A Jersey Shore now. So it's opened up some playing time for Albrecht. He takes off Gutierrez, and now the 2-2. Ricky ball, top foul, third base side. Two-year-old Albrecht, native of Bellevue, Washington. 2-2. Slaughter downstairs for ball three. Played 5 games last year for the FCL Phillies. Has been mostly on the development list up until June the 11th. 3-2. Swinging a slow ground ball out to short. Delgado charging in. Bobbles. Corrals. Throw to first. Delgado. Boy, Delgado kept with it, and with catcher speed down the line, they still get Albrecht for the first out in the third inning. That's the third ground ball induced, though, by Carlson Reed, which is his M.O. One out, base is empty. 1-0, Rodgers bottom three for A.J. Shaver, the righty. First pitch, and Shaver tips it in the glove for strike one. Carlson Reed with a 54.1% ground ball percentage this year. That is the second best of the Pirates or the 0-1. And a fastball on the outside corner, a called strike. Shaver is quickly behind. Number one is Dominic Piracci, who's going today for Greensboro. 0-2, and Shaver swings and misses out of Slaughter for strike three. Three strikeouts for Carlson Reed. He's retired now. 6 in a row. And with 2 quick outs here in the third, nobody on, it's the top of the order, Bryson Ware. Infield back the entire way around. First pitch is an inside front door slider for a called strike. Ware struck out swinging his first time up. The 0-1. And no Now as Slaughter catches the inside edge, and Ware just shaking his head. That's two really good pitches from Carlson. Now he's on a roll now. This is vintage Carlson Reed you're watching. 0-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Threw him three straight Slaughters, and he picks up his second strikeout of the half inning. Three gone, one not to Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top 4-1-0, Bradenton on top of the Clearwater Thrashers as Carlson Reed strikes out two on a 1-2-3 third inning. Connor Delgado now digs in the left side, switch hitter against the righty Luke Russo. First pitch is high for ball one. Marauders still have the lone run on the board. It came back in the second inning. On a triple from Shalene Polanco, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the outer half. It's 1-1. Russo still good so far. 34 pitches now, just over three innings. That's a pretty good pitch count to have. The 1-1. Swing and a foul back. High up on the screen for strike two. Delgado one for five yesterday. Had an RBI single in the ninth inning. Part of that six-run inning. Six-run inning was also this ties the most runs they've scored an inning this year. That also came against Clearwater back at Lecom Park. 1-2. Swing and a poke foul down the left field line. That was the Sunday game at the start of June in that series where Marauders scored 10 in the first two innings, scored six in the first, four in the second inning. That was against Brandon Beckel, gave up six runs in the first. Marauders won that game to take the series. 1-2. Swing and a ground ball through the right side into right field. And Connor Delgado's got his first hit. The third today for the Marauders. The leadoff single. That is the first time leadoff man has been on today against Russo. It's now Abrahan Gutierrez, minor league rehabbing catcher. It's sort of a homecoming for him. We'll talk about that. Delgado off and running, first pitch. It's a called strike. Throw to second base. On a hop, they got him. Boy, that was some jump that Delgado got too. And Albrecht still hoses him at second base. So leadoff single erased, one gone, base is clear. In the fourth inning, 1-0 Marauders, and they count 0-1 on the righty Gutierrez. One strike pitch, swing and a miss on a slaughter, it's 0-2. Gutierrez, who is assigned to AA Altoona right now. End of the year there last year after start of the season in High A Greensboro. He's behind 0-2. And the pitch takes outside for a ball. Gutierrez was, it's been a wild kind of transaction history for him, was originally signed by the Braves and then was forced to be released in November of 2017. And the 1-2, check swing, and he went around for strike three. Ball, the dirty chased after it. Fourth strikeout for Russo, and two gone now in the fourth. Now just to finish the point on Gutierrez, he was acquired in a trade from the Phillies when he was playing for the Thrashers at the time in 21, and then it made his way to Bradenton. So he played for two Florida State League teams in the same season. You don't see that happen very often. Righty Esmond Valdez takes the slider low for ball one. Two outs, sacks empty, top four. And the 1-0 pitch. Valdez takes down and outside again. It's 2-0. Marauders looking to take the first two games of this six-game series. Russo, red glove up near the eyeballs, a 2-0. And that's down and in for ball three. Russo's only walked one today. That was Torero back in the second inning, who then scored on a triple by Polanco. 3-0. Hitter on the outer half for a called strike. Russo shakes off Valdez, a 3-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider that time, and the counts run full. Three balls, two strikes with Torero on deck. The payoff. Swing and a miss for strike three. Chase the slider. Out of the zone for strike three. That's now five Ks for Russo through four innings for him. We're through 3.5, 1-0 Bradenton on the Marauders broadcast network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Leacon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom 4, 1-0. Marauders on top of the Clearwater Thrashers as Jordan Fires will lead things off the left side. 2, 3, and 4, 2 up in the order as Jim Horner will walk out and grab the batting weight that was left on the on-deck circle. So Jim Horner now also a bat boy too First pitch to lefty Vyers is just down and outside for a ball with a fastball. It's 1-0. 1-0 Bradenton as we start this fourth inning. It's been seven in a row sat down by Reed. 1-0 is fouled back to the screen. It's 1-1. Carlson Reed gave up a walk and a single back-to-back in the first inning. Hitting any double play, and since then he's been rolling. 1-1. Backdoor slider, top of the zone, called strike. He's hit on Fires, 1-2, who had that walk way back in the first. Reed, deep breath, spins home, 1-2. And that's changeup low. But again, Reed just been rapid fire today. Bit of a haster pace, 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, shallow right. Torero late break on, comes in, makes a catch on the run. And right center field. And Fires put away. Here's Pierce Bennett. Now it's been the one difference today than last week was the leadoff man getting put away. That was an issue. And last start, three of the six innings he started. First pitch is on the outside corner for a called strike. But three of the six times his last start, leadoff man got on, the 0-1. And that's top of the zone, called strike, 0-2. Twice the leadoff man scored. Oh, 2 to Bennett. Swing and a miss for a strike three. A sweeping slider, and Reed's got five strikeouts. And again, when he gets in front of hitters, he is lethal. Keeps the pitch count down through 13 pitches, lasting on 10 strikes. Reed finding his consistency in this outing. Dakota Katowski takes a first pitch fastball for a called strike. It's been eight in a row, sat down, looking to make a nine here. In the fourth inning, the 0-1, and Katowski fouls it back for strike two. 1-0, Bradenton bottom four, two outs, base is empty, and Katowski is behind 0-2. Reed twirls home, 0-2. Fastball high, a little bit amped up there at 95. Reed currently sits at 55 pitches. Looking to get through four innings. 1-2. And that's a call. Third strike. Fastball 94. Paints the bottom of the zone. Six strikeouts for Carlson Reed. After 4-1-0 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, will it throw away me? ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Top of the fifth inning, Carlson Reed and the Marauders have a 1-0 lead, looking for some more offense, though, against Luke Russo, who's also out for his fifth inning. And Manatee, the lefty hitter, steps in. First pitch to the righty, Russo, is waved out and missed for strike one. That boy, Carlson Reed, six strikeouts through four innings so far. He's allowed just one hit. And the 0-1, swinging a fly ball, served in the air straight away center field. Shanford now right of center, is under it. One gone. Russo has been almost equally as good today. But again, Carlson Reed has just been that much better. And that was kind of the matchup yesterday. Two Mavis Graves for Clearwater struck out 10 in five innings. First pitch to Polanco as he swings and misses out a ball for strike one. But Antoine Kelly gave up two earned runs in 5 2/3. The 0-1. Breaking ball bounces in. It's 1-1 on Polanco, who is right now responsible for the lone run of the ballgame. An RBI triple in the second inning. Russo deals 1-1. Polanco, a cue shot tapper right back to the mound. Fielded by Russo. Sidearm flings it to first. Two gone in the inning. So two outs, base is empty. Here's Javier Rivas. A 1-0 ball game and the top of the fifth inning. Ready, Rivas with Gonzalez in on the grass at third. First pitch to him. Swings and pops it up behind to him. Out of play, though, as Albrecht gave it a look. The 0-1. Swing another pop up behind to him. Falls out of play for strike two. It's a noon start today because of all the campers in attendance. The 0-2, and Rivas strikes out swinging to end the fifth inning. We're halfway home, 1-0, Bradenton, here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five, 1-0 Marauders ahead on Clearwater as Carlson Reed faces 5-6-7. First pitch to the lefty, Nico Polanco. Grego is an off-speed whiffed out and missed for strike one. Carlson Reed's allowed just one hit today. He struck out six in four innings. The 0-1, and in Polanco, Grego fans on an upstairs fastball. It's 0-2 here, our leadoff hitter. It's been 10 in a row retired for Carlson Reed. He's got 11 swings and misses so far. 0-2. Swinging a grounder foul for his base side. Luke Russo has 15 today to lead the way. Oh, two. And that's a called third strike. 7 strikeouts for Carlson Reed.
First baseman, Kaden Hettinger.
11 in a row sat down. This has been one quite just a fun ride to be on. Carlson Reed right now is 2 strikeouts away from tying his career high. He struck out the last 3. First pitch to Kaden Hettinger is up high for ball one. One out, base is empty, bottom 5 in Clearwater. Righty twirls home, the 1-0. And that's on the inner third, called strike with a fastball. A pitch count right now for Reed in the low 60s. He's at 62 pitches, 41 strikes. The 1-1, swing and a check swing, ground ball left side. Back into by Delgado in the hole, throw off balance to first, and he's off the base, Alfonso. Couldn't keep his back right foot on the corner as a throw pulled him a bit offline on the right field side of things. And so Hettinger reaches to end the streak. Now that'll be an infield single. A bit of luck, too. That was a check swing by Hettinger. So he reaches with a runner on. Now Diego Gonzalez. The righty batter. First pitch is a fastball targeted just low. Everybody clap your hands. Tying run at first. Rodgers Ryan coming back in the second inning. Now here in the fifth at Baker Ballpark. The 1-0 and up and in. Misses with a fastball for ball two. Sets 2-0, and an inside slider is a called strike. That was a big-time pitch there for Carlson Reed. Needed to find the zone, and he gets it. One out, and a toss to first. Hettinger a long headlong dive back in. Well, this is the fourth start for Carlson Reed against Clearwater. I didn't want to say it until deeper into start with the numbers. He is 1-0 with a 0.00 ERA against the Threshers this year. 2-1. Fastball, that's low for ball three. Reed coming in had gone 13 2/3 innings, allowing just 7 hits, hitting 1 batter, 5 walks, 20 Ks. And a 1.49 average against that comes to. That is just incredible numbers against a really good offensive team that they had in the first half. 3-1 and a power fastball blowing past him. First strike two. The Thrashers' offense has taken a bit of a nosedive here in the month of June, part of it because of all the call-ups and losing some players, and some of it could be just progression as well. They hit .238 as a team in April in terms of batting average, .266 in May, and just .210 here in the month of June so far. Runner in motion, 3-2 is hit the opposite way, into right center field, base hit. Polanco scoops and throws in as Hettinger stops at third base. It'll be first and third with one out in the fifth inning. Well, I apologize to Carlson Reed if a run does come to score here. And first and third, one out. Bottom five, a 1-0 Bradenton lead. So Lou Albrecht, the catcher, and now that's a violation on the hitter in Albrecht. Strike one to Lou Albrecht. That first and third situation, this is where a ground ball pitcher can really help. Now the 0-1, and a slider on the inside corner. It's nothing and two on Albrecht, who grounded out to short his first time up. Reed used an inning-ending double play in the first. Three groundouts today. The 0-2 outside with a fastball. Just overcooked at that time. One and two the count here on Albrecht. Set the belt and it kicks home. Slider, ground ball back at the middle. Second base. Tap by Toledo. Throw to first in time. Inning-ending double play for Carlson Reed. And the Marauders escape the jam in the fifth. 1-0 after five on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We've hit the sixth inning at Baker Ballpark. Marauders is clinging on to this 1-0 lead right now as 9-1 and 2 drew up against Luke Russo, who sits at 55 pitches through five innings. He's allowed just the one run back in the second as the lefty Bishop digs in, playing left field today. First pitch is up and away with an off speed for ball one. Bishop takes high. The fastball, it's 2-0. Russo hasn't thrown more than 15 pitches in an inning. It was a 15-pitch fourth. That was it. 2-0. And skips in for ball three. I mean, the Phillies just do such a good job as a player development staff in not only just pitching, but all aspects of it, but really pitching when you think of some of the arms that they have in their system. It's a very deep system. 3-0 fastball, the knees called strike. You look at their top 30, they've got two really high-end top bent arms, both of who had injuries though, unfortunately, Andrew Painter and Mick Abel. And back to a slider top of the zone called strike. But another guy in the big leagues who made a rehab appearance this year with the Threshers in that opening three-game series to start the season was Orion Kirkring, who went all the way from single A to the big leagues last year. 3-2. Called third strike, and Bishop's punched out. Seven strikeouts for Russo, one gone in the inning for Gerald Toledo. But Kirkring was a fifth-round draft pick out of South Florida in 22, ended up at the big leagues in 23. And now he's just been lights out of the bullpen. A 1.63 ERA in 26 games this year for the Phils. Jared Toledo, the switch hitter, taps it foul behind to him for strike one. Another arm we saw this year in the fact that George Clausen, a sixth-round draft pick, has a sub-1 ERA still between both levels in single A and high A Jersey Shore. The 0-1, and Toledo takes a changeup down the heart of the plate for a called strike. Well, those are just two really big examples. Mavis Graves as well saw yesterday. Just another arm they're developing. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Off speed again against Toledo. That's now 8 strikeouts for Russo. His career high is 9. He had against Tampa and Fort Myers, both here at home. 2 outs, base is empty, 1-0 Marauders in the 6th. Lefty Omar Alfonso takes outside for ball 1. Go for 2 day for Omar. Marauders only have 3 hits. They have the same amount of hits as the Thrashers do. One ball pitch to the righty. Swing and a miss out in front of a changeup there. It's 1-1. The 1-1, swinging a poke right back to the mound. Boy, he stuck out his glove, and Russo reels it in. That's 3 hard-hit balls by Omar Alfonso. He's 0-3 today. It's a 1-2-3-6, bottom of the half of the inning coming up. 1-0, Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Last of the 6th inning, 1-0, Bradenton on top as Carlson Reed. He'll face 9-1-2 in this half inning. First pitch to A.J. Shaver is low for ball 1. Carlson Reed, career high this year, is 6 innings. He threw that in Tampa on May 16th. He's also 2 strikeouts away from tying his career high. The 1-0, that's tugged down and away with a fastball. It's 2-0. Shaver struck out swinging on 3 pitches back in the 3rd. The 2-0. Fastball rifled back to the screen for a strike. It's 2-1. Reed currently sits right now at 76 pitches. He's thrown 49 strikes. 2-1. And a slider on the inside edge. Called strike. It's back even 2-2. A 2-2 now. Slider pulled in the ground in the hole. Back hit it by Delgado. Pops up. Throw to first, and they get him in by a step. 6-3 put out. One gone in this half inning for Bryson Ware. Well, the Pirates, about 2 minutes ago, just threw first pitch at Great American Ballpark. Luis Ortiz on the hill against Graham Ashcraft. Braxton, the one, is in the Pirate system. His first pitch in the dirt where Fish is after for strike one. Pirates looking for a series victory today after winning yesterday. Already have a runner on with O'Neill Cruz at the plate in the first inning. The 0-1. And Ware takes at the knees to call it strike. There's two strikes on him. Triple A Indianapolis gets rolling later tonight. And 0-2 runs up and away. 6:45 up in upstate New York in Rochester, Double A Altoona. As 1-2's pop foul off the right side. 6 o'clock first pitch. I always like those 6 p.m. start times. It's always nice to have some of those. I think that's a special in Altoona. Sean Sullivan gets the baseball as 1-2. So we're going to foul back again. Hi, Greensboro, 7:05, first pitch up in Jersey Shore. 1-2, swinging another fly ball off the right side. Dominic Piracci on the hill there. As the Grasshoppers are also 3-1 to start in the second half. Triple A and Double A just started the second half as well yesterday. 1-2, and that's outside. 2-2. Last night, both Indianapolis and Altoona lost. 2-2. Slaughter foul back again as Bryson Ware has peppered some of the fans behind home plate on the first base side. Hot and sunny day, a lot of fans wearing some sunscreen down the lower bowl. It's a 2-2 is rolled foul third base side. Some towels overhead. That's when you know you're in a middle of a day game down in Florida. And now Bryson Ware in some pain as that went off his front foot. And Samantha Myers, trainer, walks out for the Threshers. Looking at his left knee right now. Marty Beloy, who was way down the left field line, will have to walk down here. He's got the ball, but he may have to pull out his lineup card as well if Ware cannot continue. As he picks up his leg, and now Beloy backs off as Samantha Myers departs. 2-2 here on Bryson Ware. It's been a 9-pitch at-bat so far. And this very well could be the penultimate batter for Carlson Reed. 2-2. And a fastball tugged down and away, and the count's full. Is anybody throwing in the bullpen yet? All of a sudden, have to get up in a hurry. 3-2. And that skips in for ball four. Only now just seeing a righty.
The right fielder, Jordan Byers.
Getting loose here out in left center field where both bullpens are. And now mound visit as Matt Ford will walk out. And again, you're just a pitch away from getting this half inning. They use a double play ball. Last half inning. I believe that's Carlos Jimenez who's up and throwing for the Marauders. It is. So Jimenez warming. On a mound visit right now. Check out the Florida State League scoreboard. No day games going on today, but some really intriguing matchups. Ricky Tiedemann, one of the Blue Jays' top prospects, just their top pitching prospect, gets the ball in Lakeland as the Blue Jays start at 6 p.m. in Lakeland. Palm Beach at home against St. Lucie at 6:30. Jupiter on the road in Daytona 6:35 and a 7:05 start time in Fort Myers as they host the Tampa Tarpons. Runner on, a one out here, bottom six, 1-0 Marauders. As Jordan Fires, the lefty, steps in. First pitch, swinging a line drive back at the middle and center field, base knock. Ware stopped at second, but boy, he is still hobbling. He is in some serious pain, and now Martin Malloy is going to walk out to Ware, and he's probably going to depart. He's grimacing with his hands on his knees, like he is hurt real bad. Fires now on board for the second time. That's the fourth hit today for the Thrashers, and so new player in here is Devin Saltabon. Runs out. So again, Ware departs after fouling a ball off his, just under his knee area. So Saltabon running at second base now. Still has some good speed too, as Ware does as well. First and second, one gone for Pierce Bennett. First pitch to Bennett, swinging a ground ball off the glove of Reed, turns behind the mound, fires to first, and they still get the out. Well, if that ball is hit the glove of Reed, I don't know if that gets through or not. Reed banging the ball into his glove. He wanted to catch it because would have probably had a chance at a double play. But now Reed at 91 pitches. Second and third, two outs in the sixth inning. Trying to go six innings for the second time this season. Also, to throw up another zero as Dakota Kotowski digs in. And a 1-0 ball game. First pitch to Kotowski. Here it is. Check swing, ball in the dirt, and he lays off for ball one. Well, last inning, a Reed induced an inning 4-3 double play after the runners on first and third and just one out. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball gets through, pass Gutierrez, runner coming home, he slides and he's saved. Ball went right through the wickets of Gutierrez, but caromed off the brick, right back to him. He went sprinting home, but Saltabon with a good jump at third scores, we're tied at one. I believe that would be a wild pitch. Ball was in the dirt. And now the go-ahead run just 90 feet away. 2-0 to Kotowski. Swing and a miss. It's 2-1. So that is an earned run against Carlson Reed. Now look at a strand runner, another runner here. Two outs and a 1-1 tie game. 2-1. Swing and a tapper foul. Third base side just towards the on-deck circle. Two outs. Reads 2-2. Check swing. Ball in the dirt. And smothered by Gutierrez. Well, today, Threshers are 0-3, hitting with runners in scoring position. Marauders haven't had a chance to do that today. They scored their one run on a triple back in the second inning. Two outs, 3-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Carlson Reed really needed a strikeout, and he gets one there to get out of the sixth inning. And that will do it for him. He goes six innings for the second time this season, but it gives up a run. It's a 1-1 tie game after six on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Brand new golf ball game as we start the top of the seventh inning, a 1-1 tie game between the Threshers and the Marauders as Connor Delgado leads things off from the left side. Switch hitter batting left against Luke Russo. First pitch, bunt shown, pulled back. It's a called strike. Oh, Diego Gonzalez is now playing shortstop. Malaka Grango from second to third. Saltabon's in at second base. The 0-1, and that's blown in the air down the left field line, out of play. For a strike, it's nothing and two. Nothing and two on Connor, who's 1-for-2 today. Singled his last time up in the fourth inning. He's behind against Russo. The 0-2, swinging a fly ball again, swatted deep down the left field line. This is all because Bryson Ware was injured in the last half inning. Oh, 2 from Russo to Delgado once again. Swinging a ground ball right side. Saltabon, big hop off the lip. Backhands and throws. One gone and start the seventh inning. Russo has been just great today. 70 pitches thrown now. One out, base is empty. He is now 6 1/3 innings, a career high for him. Abraham Gutierrez, right-handed batter, and a 1-1 tie game first pitch. And that's flown in the air to deep left field. Bennett backs up. He's at the edge of the track. Fields for the wall. Makes the catch in front of the fence in left field. As Gutierrez, for the second time today, just narrowly misses a home run. So two gone in a fast-moving seventh inning. Asbjørn Valdez kicks around some dirt as he enters the right-hander's batter's box. Two outs, base is clear. In the seventh, at a 1-1 tie game. First pitch is a slider for a called strike. Russo is one strikeout away from tying his career high of 9. The 0-1. And that's taken outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Marauders struck out a season-high 17 times last night. And tonight they've been punched out 8 already. It's a bit of improvement. They were struck out 10 times in 5 innings yesterday. 1-1 is taken low and in. For ball two, Valdez is 0-for-2 with 2 Ks today. 2-1. Yeah, breaking ball in the dirt for ball three. Three-one home. Swing and a tip into the mitt of Albrecht for strike two. It's in three hits today. They got a hit in each inning from the second to the fourth. 3-2. And outside, ball four. What a walk that was by Esblin Valdez. Third free pass issued today. Puts a man on for Amanda Terrero. And so the go-ahead runner is on for Terrero with the wind blowing out to right center. He homered yesterday. The seventh inning, he could do it for the second straight day. Runner on, first pitch home. Takes a changeup on the outside corner for a called strike. And a three-game hitting streak. He's 0 for 1 with a walk today. Came in to score on the Polanco triple in the second inning. The 0-1, swing and a miss on a slider. It's 0-2. I think every pitcher has a red glove. This is a second straight starter with a red glove. I was the Phillies org, but I don't know if they hand him out for free or what. Oh, 2. Swing and a miss for strike three. 9 strikeouts for Russo. He's through 7 innings. It's stretch time. Here at Bay Care Ballpark. 1-1 tie game.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Cennarona, mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te veglia lo pesce, io le isla, se ve lo pesce, maladena.
New pitch of the ball game is Carlos Jimenez. He replaces Carlson Reed. He gives up a run on 4 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts in 6 innings on the hill today. The run coming in the last inning. And so here in the bottom of the 7th, Nico Pollacco-Grego steps to the left side. Takes a fastball at the knees, called strike. Well, Jimenez is listed to start on Sunday. 21-year-old from Caracas, Venezuela, has been in and out of the rotation this year. Start of the year in it, he's been out of it since. And the 0-1's outside for ball, it's 1-1. It's 2-2 with a 4.97, his 13th appearance. He started 5 games this year. And the righty's 1-1. Fastball, line the opposite way to left. A run in, and making the catch is Bishop. One gone in the half inning. Rest numbers on Jimenez, 41 walks, 46 strikeouts in 29 innings, 193 average against. A It's kind of been a little bit of hit or miss with Jimenez this season. He's got really, really good stuff. Just can't find the zone in certain times. Here's Caden Henniger batting left against the righty. And a fastball upstairs for ball one with one out. Base is empty. A 1-1 tie game in the seventh. Coming off a good out again against Lakeland. Allowed just one hit, but did give up two runs and three and a third. And the 1-0 is on the outer half, called strike. That was a better one following after he walked eight in an inning and two-thirds in Dunedin. That was a Sunday day game. 1-1. Fastball on the outer half, called strike. Jimenez, though, one of his best outings came against Clearwater on June 9th. Struck out eight in four, scoreless out of relief. Picked up the win. 1-2. Breaking ball, poked into left center field. Base hit. Good piece in there by Caden Henniger, who is now 2-for-3 today. Had an infield single his last time up. He came in just 2-for-19 all season long against the Marauders, and he's 2-for-3 today. It's a bit of a change of pace for him. Go ahead and run on now with one out in the seventh. A 1-1 tie game. Diego Gonzalez, the righty, takes a fastball high for ball one. Abrahana Gutierrez still catching. First game on rehab with the Marauders. We'll see if this is maybe it for him after seven today. The 1-0. Still going to foul back. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. That's down and out of the zone for ball two. Marauders came into yesterday. Having lost 10 of their last 12 games here at Bay Care. 2-1. And fastball is outside for ball three. Went yesterday's step in the right direction. Looking to make it 2 days in a row, though. Three, one, swinging a high pop up, first base side. Alfonso heading back towards the tarp, loses track of it, and it bounces up against the tarp. Our foul ball. Was actually on the other side of the netting, so it was out of play. But that is such a tough ball for a first baseman to track, getting back down, his back turned towards the playing surface. Second baseman Toledo was playing shaded up the middle, so it's a long run for him, a long run in for Terrell in right field that nearly got there. So count is now full on Gonzalez, who's 1-for-2 today, to check on the runner at first. Gonzalez now a 10-game on-base streak. He came in with a 545 on base during that time. Jimenez readies the 3-2 runner in motion. Pitch is poked out to right field, right at Terrero. Now back makes the catch as Henniger had no idea that ball was caught. And that ends the half inning. A line-out double play as we head to the eighth. Still tied at one. On the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth,
and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Now the closer, Sal Tehran's in the ball game now for the Clearwater Threshers in a 1-1 tie game. In the top of the eighth inning, replaces Luke Russo, who had a couple career highs today. Lefty Shalene Polanco takes outside a fastball for ball one. The 1-0. And Polanco cranks this one deep down the right field line, but way foul for a strike one. Numbers on Tehran this season, 22-year-old from Venezuela. As he rocks home, the righty's 1-1. That's in tight. Lefty, it's 2-1. 3-1 with a 2.05 ERA in 18 appearances, 7 saves and 8 opportunities. 16 walks, 31 Ks. 2-1, Polanco drives it in the air. Deep right center, fires back. He's back, it's gone. Out of the grass berm, Shalene Polanco. A go-ahead solo home run. And the top of the eighth inning, and the Marauders have the lead again. It's 2-1. Have a day, Shalene Polanco. He had a triple. Back in the second, now a home run here in the eighth. Base is clear as Javier Rivas to ready. He lifts one in the air. Opposite way to right center. Fires back. It's out of the berm as well. Back-to-back home runs. 3-1 Marauders in the eighth. They're teeing off on Tehran. Boy, how quickly this game has turned around. You go from a one-run lead and now a two-run lead. Jensen's one swing of the barrel. And now Gustavo Armas is out, the pitching coach, to have a word with Tehran. He had given up just one home run the entire season in 22 innings. And now he's given up two in a matter of two pitches with Brillian Bishop coming to the plate. Boy, so the Marauders now ahead 3-1, and a long exchange here with Tehran as they try to find his bearings once again. The Marauders go back-to-back for the second time this season. McGuire and Delgado did it on May 9th against St. Lucie Lecom Park. But back-to-back home runs here. And now Brillian Bishop, the lefty. First pitch is outside for ball one. Bishop 0 for 1 today. 1 for 2 today, excuse me. As he takes a fastball outside for ball two. Two ball count. Here it is. Outside for ball three. So now the Marauders are just six outs away then, if they can hold on to this lead, from picking up another win, 3-0. And fastball Up high for ball four. Bishop with a walk here. Second time he's on base today. As Teron, you don't really see this very often, giving up home runs. And now Marty Malloy is out. They're going to take the ball from him. After just three batters, Teron had given up two runs just once before. Has given up two runs the whole year until today. Back-to-back home runs in the eighth inning. Marauders have a lead with Teron exiting. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to
full of family-friendly activities,
deep inhale,
and memorable moments.
Extend
Make your
spine.
Plans today for July 19th.
Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Two runs home in the eighth inning, 3-1 Marauders lead. Runner on first base, Gerald Toledo the batter. After Saul Teron gives up back-to-back home runs, Jose Pena, new arm in the ballgame for the Threshers. As Teron faces just the minimum three batters. First pitch, runner in motion. It's taken for a strike, throw to second base, and that is late. So Bishop takes second base. Again, the pitch was a called strike. And so the count 0-1, 3-1, Marauders ahead. Toledo 0-3 today after his three-hit night last night. The 0-1. And fastball up and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Pena, the 20-year-old. Selected in the sixth round back in 21 out of Tampa Prep High School in Tampa. The 1-1. And a fastball is off the plate to the lefty. It's 2-1. Pena making his 19th appearance this year. Is 4-0 with a 3.82 ERA. 18 walks, 47 Ks, and 30 2/3 innings. Looks a second, and now the 2-1 offering. Swing and a tip to the mid of Albrecht for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch home, swing and a miss, and Toledo strikes out. Oh, there is finally the first out for the Threshers here in the eighth inning. Bishop still at second base after he walked and stole it. Omar Alfonso, the left, he's 0 for 3 today. He's lined out three times. First pitch, and that's lined the opposite way. Into left field, a base hit. Bishop holds at third base as Alfonso is aboard here in the eighth inning. Well, he finally broke through there, and it's a well-deserved hit. He's hit the ball hard three times today. All of a sudden, the bullpen just folding here for Clearwater after Russo turned in seven spectacular innings. Struck out nine in seven innings of one-run ball. You don't really see pitchers really in the minors go into seven innings very too often. Now Connor Delgado, the lefty, switch hitter, takes down and in for ball one from Pena. A one for three day for Connor. It was back-to-back home runs to start this eighth inning. A walk, strikeout, single. And your readies. And the 1-0. Fastball bounces in. It's 2-0 here. Well, Jimenez would go back out, it seems, for maybe another inning, but there is a player standing in the bullpen right now. Again, Jimenez is scheduled to go on Sunday, so maybe just one inning for him. Delgado takes inside, 3-0 here against Pena. Three balls, no strikes with Gutierrez on deck. 3-0, and that's outside for ball four. And scratch that, it's Axel Plaz, who has grabbed a bat here and will hit.
Batting for Gutierrez, number 46, Axel Plaz.
So Plaz in here. Mentioned that usually either six or seven innings you'll see guys go on rehab start, and so they'll build it up to all nine innings then. Infield in, bases loaded, one out, a two-run lead in the eighth for Bradenton, trying to really open things up again. As Roddy Plaz, first pitch to him, way outside for ball one. Now Plaz has struggled lately, but six home runs on the year. 217 with 16 RBIs. As ready comes set, and the 1-0. Plaz skies it in the air to right field, in deep. Byers back. He's at the wall. It's gone! It sneaks out for a grand slam! Just to the left of the foul pole and just over the Phillies World Champion sign, Axel Plaz has home run number 7. And for the second straight day, it's a 6-run inning. Don't know how that one got out. There is breeze blowing out to right center, and that's the only explanation. I mean, Plaz has pop. He's got serious pop. Well, that one thought the entire way was staying in the yard, and it just tailed perfectly over the wall. Base is empty for Esblin Valdez, who takes a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Boy, this thing has gotten out of hand quickly, and the 0-1's outside. It's 1-1. Three home runs in the eighth inning alone. They've got all three today. Is 1-1, is outside 2-1, and that's a lot of runs to be charged to both Pena and Teran. Teran does not get an out. His ERA is raised to 3.27 now. Pena sets in the 2-1, swing and a tip. Right in the mid of all brackets, 2-2. Teran came in with an ERA of 2.05. That's a whole run and almost a half. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three, and so Valdez is punched out. Sugar in the inning as the ninth man to come to the bat in this half inning steps in. The lefty swings the first pitch and fights it off foul, left side out of play. Seven-1 Marauders with two outs, bases clear in the eighth. And the 0-1's tipped into the mitt again for strike two. Two's foul back. Bradenton scored six runs yesterday in the ninth inning. I just hope that there isn't a response like it was yesterday, where five walks the ninth inning led to the tying runs on base after they had, again, a six-run lead. Almost evaporated. The 0-2, and a breaking ball rolled over foul first base side. It's been quite a response here from the Marauders offense. It's crazy because they go dormant for, at times, just innings, and then they come out and put up just a crooked number. The 0-2, and a fastball call, third strike. So Pena strikes out the side in the eighth inning, but nine men come to the plate, three home runs, including a grand slam from Maxio Plaz. 7-1, Broadway next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Pressing down on you, no man has fallen. Under pressure, the things you feel in town, streets are fairly in tune. There's people on streets.
A six-run top of the eighth inning has the Marauders ahead 7-1 now. Bottom half of the frame after three home runs and a pinch hit grand slam by Axio Plaz. So, bottom eight, Garrett McMillan's new pitcher into the ballgame as he replaces Carlos Jimenez. Axio Plaz is behind home plate, catching now after he pinch hit for Abraham Gutierrez. And in steps Lou Albrecht, the catcher. First pitch is a fastball from McMillan inside for ball one. 8-9-1, two up in this half inning. Millen's 1-0, ground ball right side. Diving stop by Toledo from his knee, from his bottom. Oh, he got him. Incredible play by Toledo. That one you might see on SportsCenter tomorrow. In the hole, reined into his left. Feld was bottom and threw from his backside. Wow, what a play. One gone in the eighth inning. It's all going right for the Marauders here in the second half to start. Base is empty for A.J. Shaver, who fouls it back for a strike one. You will not see a better play than that maybe this year by the Marauders. And again, trying to get the numbers on McMillan here. I don't have a chance to with plays like that. And the 0-1-2 Shaver is a curveball. Check swing. He offered at it for strike two. McMillan, in his 21st appearance this year, between both levels of Bradenton, made one appearance in Greensboro. He's got a 2.73 ERA here in Bradenton. And the 0-2 check swing leaves it high. It's 1-2. 10 walks, 25 Ks, and 26 in a third innings for McMillan, a 3-2 win-loss record. And here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Two quick outs here in the eighth inning. And now Devin Saltabon is first at bat today. Base is clear, two outs, 7-1 Bradenton, bottom eight. As Saltabon, righty hitter, takes a curveball down the heart of the plate for a called strike. One, Saltabon takes a fastball in the outside corner. It's nothing and two here. McMillan looking for a clean half inning as Saltabon takes his timeout. Saltabon entered in for Bryson Ware as a pinch runner back in the sixth inning after Ware was ailing from a foul ball that hit him earlier. Oh, and two on him. And a pitch from Garrett. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. A 1-2-3 eighth inning for Garrett McMillan. 7-1. We go to the ninth on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early, as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the ninth inning, Bradenton with a 9-1 lead after a 6-run eighth inning. A 7-1 lead, excuse me, after a 6-run seventh inning as we start the ninth. New pitcher in is Luis Avila as he will face Selena Polanco to start this half inning. Polanco started last inning with a bang and a leadoff home run against Saul Toronto. Saul just three batters. Pitch to Polanco. He swings and misses on for a strike one. Polanco 2-for-3 today. Two RBIs. He's got an RBI triple back of the second and then the big home run that he had The 0-1, he takes upstairs for a ball. It's 1-1. And the 1-1, taken down and away. 2-1, numbers on Avila this season, as Pena ended up getting all three outs in the last half inning. 13th appearance this year for Avila between both levels. The 2-1's flown the opposite way, down the left field line. It will slice out of play. It's his fourth in Clearwater. He's no wins, no losses, two saves and two opportunities, 5 1/3 scoreless with 5 strikeouts. Seen ERA almost 6 in the complex league this year. 2-2, and that's downstairs for ball 3. This is his first year stateside, native of Venezuela, 21 years old, though, so he's a bit on the older side. He was signed by the Phillies last February. Played in the DSL, and then now a year, first year here stateside. 3-2, swinging a poke in the air to left center. Shaver to his right in the alley, settles under it and has it. One gone.
Third baseman, Javier Rivas.
So one out, base is clear for Javier Rivas in a 7-1 ball game. Rodgers looking to win their fourth straight road game. As Rivas steps in the right side against the ready Avila. Rivas homeward and back to back as that one's flown in the air high to left center field, but playable. Shaver is under it. Two away.
Left fielder, Braylon Bishop.
So now it's up to Braylon Bishop to prolong this top of the ninth inning. 7-1 Marauders. Garrett McMillan just go the inning. There is a righty warming in the bullpen. It'll probably be Tyler Kennedy. First pitch as Bishop fans on for strike one. It is Kennedy who's throwing. The 0-1, and Bishop swings, misses, it's 0-2. It's a 1-for-2 day.
A leadoff home run in the eighth.
Oh, 2, Bishop takes down low for a ball. Bradenton will be in really good position. Trying to take this series. They get 2 games under their belt. 1-2 is off the plate for Bull. And the count's even. Two and two on Bishop. Top of the order on deck. Avila winds home. Check swing. And it's outside. Full count here on Bishop. A nice job to lay off a couple of close pitches. The 2 outs, base is clear of the 3-2. And a Bishop, cue shot, ground ball down the left field line. It rolls off the sidewall. Bishop heads for second base. No throw in as he slides in with a double. It's one of the softest doubles Bishop will have of his career. With the defense off the line. And it works to perfection, though. He's on at second base for Gerald Toledo. Just had that excellent play in the last half inning. Two outs, runner there for Toledo's 0-for-4 today. And first pitch to him from Avila. Is a fastball in the outer half, called strike. Look to second. The 0-1. And fastball tugged down and in. Counts even 1-1. Avila readies in the pitch. Breaking ball low, and it gets away. Bishop the third. Throw is late, and now it's past the third baseman, Poaka Grego. But Bishop will hold on right there. Well, that'll be a pass ball as it squirted away from Lou Albrecht. Count 2-1. On Toledo. Now the Marauders, all of a sudden, they've turned things around on the road after the start of the year, just 4-20 there. Split their last road trip, and Toledo grounds it towards first. Bobbled by Hediger, recovers, steps on the bag, and beats Toledo there to end the ninth inning. No runs to hit, one man left, last chance, 7-1 Marauders. Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tyler Kennedy, new pitch in the ballgame as he tries to close this one out. 7-1, Marauders on top of the Clearwater Threshers. They will have 2, 3, and 4 to up in their lineup card. Numbers on the 22-year-old Kennedy, who just turned 22 earlier this month. 19th round pick last year by the Pirates out of Florida Southwestern State Junior College. His 21st appearance this year is 1-2 with a 7.36 ERA. 29 walks, 28 strikeouts, and 18 in the third innings. Opponents inning just 227 off of him this year. Faces the lefty Viers, Pierce Bennett, and then Dakota Katowski. Marauders erupted for a 6-run eighth inning today. As the righty Kennedy delivers, first pitch is high for ball one. He comes set just below the letters and deals home the 1-0. Fastball high, it's 2-0. Well, he's trying to get him some work in here and not use as many darts at McMillan through a scoreless eighth inning. McMillan threw 9 pitches. 2-0. Fastball check swing, it's in there for a called strike. A loss would be on Sol Terran right now. Two one. Up top with the heater at 95. It's 3-1. Kennedy kind of a little bit like Carlos Jimenez. Stuff is really good. Just can't find the zone consistently enough so far. 3-1. And fastball low for ball four. So, runner on to start this ninth inning. Brings up Pierce Bennett. Thrasher has scored four in the ninth yesterday. Had the tying runs on base. Go ahead run to the plate. Well, the ball game ended after the Marauders almost coughed up a six-run lead yesterday. First pitch to Pierce Bennett is inside for ball one. One for 3 days for Bennett, who came in as a pinch hitter last night in the ninth inning. As Kennedy sets, kicks home 1-0. Fastball high for ball two. And now mound visit as Axel Plaz jogs out to have a word with Tyler Kennedy. Bradenton won 9-7 yesterday, up 7-1 currently. The offense just has found its way against the Threshers in this series. I'll go back to the last game, too, against Clearwater. They scored 10, so 23 runs in the last three games against Clearwater. That's a little just below 8 runs. 2-0. On the outside edge, called strike. Kennedy tries to find the zone once again. 2-1. And that's low for ball three. All right, he settles in. 3-1. Fastball on the outer half, called strike, and the count's full. Now, last outing for Tyler went two scoreless, but back to Cotto helped him out. Left two runners on. Three, two, and that's floating the air the opposite way. Down the right field line, throw after it, can't get there. It bounces fair, and first to third, it goes Byers. And so a walk and a single to start this ninth inning.
Designated hitter, Dakota Natowski.
Now the Thrashers still have quite some work to do, trailing six runs in the ninth inning, but takes us a bloop and a blast. Make things real enticing here. First and third, nobody out for Dakota Katowski. A right-handed batter. As Kennedy twirls home for his pitch. A breaking ball, the dirty chase is after for strike one. Katowski came in as a pincher last night. The 0-1. Fastball up high for ball. Task is 0 for 3 today with two strikeouts. Does have four home runs this year. One of them came against Bradenton. It was actually his first game played. He had a home run at Lincoln Park to start the year. The 1-1. And a slider top of the zone. A called strike. It's 1-2 on him. Most of the campers have left and gone back to camp. They're getting ready to go home about just past 2 o'clock right now. 1-2, breaking ball lined, pass to diving Delgado into left center field. That will score Byers. Bennett to second base. And so the first three men now reaching here in the ninth inning. It makes it a 7-2 ball game. Well, I know it's a long way to go, but you just have to wonder at what point do they start to get somebody warming, because now there is someone sprinting out. Start getting loose here because it is a five-run ball game. If Pawaka Greco gets on. You know, home run makes it a one-run game then. And so the walks, leadoff walk comes back to score, and now it's been two straight singles. As Nico Pawaka Greco, the lefty, checks his swing, and he offered at it for strike one. Astros have done it before. We talked about it yesterday. They erased a large deficit against Tampa here in their last homestand 2 weeks ago. The 0-1, check swing, and he holds up this time, but the appeal, it's 1-1. Bennett at second base, Kotowski at first. Nobody out in the ninth inning. As a righty's throwing. 1-1. Swinging a pop-up foul off the left side out of play for strike two. As Peyton Stumbo in the Marauders bullpen. I know they like to not have him throw today as Axel Plaz throws a couple baseballs back to the third base dugout. Kennedy ahead, 1-2, swinging a high pop-up. Shallow center field. Delgado lost it at first, and the left fielder Bishop comes in. The throw to third, they get the out there. As Delgado lost the ball right away in the sun, it ended up just behind the second base bag in shallow center. Bishop swooped in and called everybody off. The ball dropped, and so it is a fielder's choice. It could have been an infield fly rule. And now they're saying that it was called. So that's two gone. Pawaka Greco's running off, but which is interesting because, I mean, it was a catchable ball. The Delgado looked like he was under it and then got called off. Now that's one you don't see very often, too. So that is a double play then. Two outs and a runner on second base, a 7-2 game, and now Stumbo can stop getting warm out there in left center. Pitch home is a fastball high and away to Caden Hediger for ball one. That's just a wacky play. The 1-0, and Hediger takes away. It's 2-0. Hediger 2-for-3 today. Was just 2-for-19 against Bradenton this season coming in. Having a good afternoon. Two zero, and Kennedy's pitch is outside for ball three. Now they'd love to just end the game right here. Got a little bit of help there in that infield fly rule. And Bennett took off then. Didn't realize that. 3-0. And a fastball low for ball four. Second walk in this happening for Kennedy.
The shortstop, Diego Gonzalez.
First and second, two gone, a 7-2 Marauders lead. The bottom of the ninth inning. Just one out away from securing their second straight win and their fourth straight road victory. And again, just continue to make wonders on the road. As Diego Gonzalez, the righty, that's a bouncer before home. And so wild pitch. It's ball one here on Gonzalez. Now Matt Ford makes the mound visit out. With runners on second and third, two gone. Have a war with Kennedy. He's thrown 24 pitches, just 10 strikes so far. And now Stumbo, just when he stopped throwing, he's now throwing again. A That's the role of reliever. It never ends. Gonzalez, who is 1-for-3 today, a 10-game on-base streak for him as Matt Ford walks off the mound back towards the first base dugout. It's 1-0 on Gonzalez. Kennedy readies and works downhill. Fastball high, a bit closer though, it's 2-0. Back to a 6:30 start time tomorrow between these two clubs. 2-0. And fastball low for ball three. It'll be Hung Long Cheng against Enrique Segura for Clearwater. And then Aaron Shortridge, who was added to the roster yesterday on rehab, will make a rehab start on Friday against Wenhui Pan, one of the top 30 prospects in the Phillies org, also on rehab from High A. 3-0, and a fastball over the outside corner for a called strike. You have to wonder if this is the last batter for Kennedy. You definitely want to get one of the next few hitters here before the lineup turns over back to the top again. Lead by 5 with 3-1, and that's golfed in the air. Right field side. Alfonso over towards the fence, and it's out of play. So for the first time today, Threshers are down on their last strike. With runners at second and third, two outs, bottom nine, a run in. A 7-2 Marauders lead. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Swinging a foul off the right side as Gonzalez battles. Don't forget also stick around for the Marauders postgame show after. We'll take you back to this one today. It was 6-run eighth inning. Was a difference so far. 3-2 to the backstop. It sails. Runner coming home. Kennedy doesn't cover. Leads to another run. 7-3. Threshers trailing but inching closer. Now Jim Warner comes out. He will take the baseball from Tyler Kennedy. So new pitcher on and coming from the bullpen. Here with two on, two out, 7-3 Bradenton in the ninth. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Peyton Stumbo, new pitch in the ballgame in the bottom of the ninth with two outs and two on and a 7-3 Marauders lead. Stumbo is looking for one out here as Tyler Kennedy will depart after two-thirds of an inning. Gives up two runs on two hits, three walks, no strikeouts today for Kennedy. Stumbo in now for Bradenton. He comes in with a 3.51 ERA. The 21-year-old out of Nevada, making his 20th appearance of the season, is 0-2 with a 3.51 ERA. 44 strikeouts, 13 walks, and 33 in a third innings as he faces Lou Albrecht. Runners at first and third. Again, if Albrecht gets on here, tying run on the plate in A.J. Shaver. First pitch to Albrecht is fouled back for strike one, which Albrecht 0 for 3. Shaver is 0 for 3 today. Shaver, even though he's on deck, he's 1 for 24 coming in the month. He had a pinch hit, 2 RBI single last night. That was his first hit in the month of June. The 0-1, and that's flown in the air to deep left field. Bishop heading back. He's at the warning track, jumps, and it's gone. A three-run home run, and all of a sudden, it's a one-run game. Now the bell ringing here, like it does at Citizens Bank Park, and well, for the second straight night, the Marauders are almost going to squander here. A six-run lead in the ninth. They've coughed up five runs here on just three hits. So now A.J. Shaver again. One for now, 27 in the month of June is at the plate. First pitch is a curveball in there for a called strike. Base is clear, two outs, 7-6 Bradenton. If they can escape this one again, as the 0-1 check swing and Shaver swords on it, it's 0-2. They might have to play their lottery odds tonight. Stumbo, 0-2. Ricky ball in the dirt. But Lou Albrecht comes in, extends his on base streak to five games in his first game against the Marauders this year. It's his first home run as well. 1-2. That's it here. Deep left field. It's gone. A tied ball game in the ninth inning with two outs and two strikes. A disaster half inning in Clearwater. So A.J. Shaver, for the second straight day, has his only two hits of the month against Bradenton, both of them coming to drive in runs in the ninth inning. Top of the order, Devin Saltabon takes on the outside corner for a called strike. Boy, this is a tough one to swallow right now as the 0-1 is a breaking ball dropped in. It's 0-2 here. If this game does go to extras, it had no business doing so. The 0-2, and a curveball too high. It's 1-2. Right. 1-2 from Stumbo. So we're going to foul back. Shaver with his second home run of the season. Down the left field line, out towards the tiki bar is where he hit it. 1-2. And a breaking ball, called third strike. That ends the half inning. But we head to the 10th inning. A six-run lead is gone as we head to extras on the Marauders broadcast network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders team store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys,
Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, we're still here in extra innings now after the Marauders give up six runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to force extras now. 7-7 tie game, top of the 10th inning. Gerald Toledo's the extra runner, and so the offense, which has provided seven runs today, goes back to work. And Omar, 1-for-4 today, steps in. With Toledo at second base, and Luis Avila, the pitcher. First pitch home is a fastball down and away for ball one. So Kennedy gives up four runs in two-thirds of an inning. The 1-0. Fastball low. It's 2-0. I mean, the win probability on this game was probably near 99.9%. And the Threshers have come back. Avila deals 2-0, and a fastball outside for ball three. Marauders usually on the right side of things when that comes to win probability. They come from behind, 3-0. And Alfonso takes a strike. It's 3-1. That's down and in for ball four. So Alfonso walks to start the 10th inning with Toledo, the extra runner at second base. Two on, nobody out, a 7-7 tie game. Oh boy, yeah. When Albrecht homered, it still was a 96% win probability for Bradenton. I mean, it dropped from 96 win probability to a Clearwater 53 win percentage there. It was actually when Pauaka Grego popped into a double play, it was a 100% win probability that the Marauders would win this game. This is like unlike anything I've ever seen before. I'm just at a loss of words. I don't think I've ever seen a game that has a win probability, and they've had a 99 or higher since the Plaza Grand Slam. Two on, nobody out, top of the 10th inning, a 7-7 tie game. Connor Delgado digs in, switcher to batting left against Luis Avila after the mound visit. First pitch is a fastball low for ball. Delgado today's 1-for-3, walked and scored in the eighth, and now is the Marauders scored six runs. The 1-0, fastball low for ball two. Well, these last two half innings have taken almost a half hour to play now, as you wind up about 2:40. We started the bottom nine around 2:10, 2:15. And a 2-0, 3-0. And most of the damage has been walks that have led to runs. Luis Avila in danger, putting two on here. Kennedy walked three, all three runs scored. Avila's walked one so far. And Alfonso is at first. 3-0, and a fastball on the outer half for a called strike. Maxio Plaza waiting on deck, who had a pinch hit grand slam his last time up. Three-one, swing and a fly ball hit in the air left center. Shaver over in the alley, settles under it and makes the grab. Gillette Toledo tagging up to third base, throw is offline, and so he slides in feet first safely. On a fly out to center field. First and third with one gone. One out, first and third for Plaz, the righty batter. First pitch is a breaking ball outside for ball one. As Plaz pops in the air, first base side out of play. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike on Plaz, with runners at first and third of the 10th inning. A 7-7 tie game. And a breaking ball low for ball two. Plaz came in for Abraham Gutierrez, minor league rehabber. 2-1, down and in. That's to the backstop. Albrecht lost it, and Toledo scores. A wild pitch gives the Marauders an 8-7 lead here in the 10th inning. So first and second with one out, a run in the top of the 10th inning. Three balls and one strike on Plaz. Avila drives home, and that one scorched to left field, but right at the left fielder, Bennett, who makes the catch on a run. Two gone in the inning with a run in, and now Eslin Valdez. Oh, in extra innings. It's usually the one run is given, and so Valdez really would love to get two in here. In extra innings this year, 5-4 Marauders are. Win-loss record. Esplin Valdez, the right-handed batter. And a breaking ball popped in the air. First base side, Henniger. Shading the sun with his glove in foul territory. Makes the catch. That ends the half inning, but a run in on the wild pitch. Marauders leave one more out there as we head to the bottom of the 10th inning. 8-7, Bradenton on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bradenton will look to close things out here in the bottom of the ninth, bottom of the 10th inning, as we are still here after the regulation nine. Peyton Stumbo will look to close things out with the extra runner at second base. Marauders do get the one run in the top of the 10th inning, but they coughed up six runs in the home half of the ninth inning. And so here in the 10th inning, it is the same starting three that we will have. Jordan Fires, Pierce Bennett, and Dakota Kotowski with Devin Saltzbaum, the extra runner at second base. Stumbo looking for a bounce back half inning first pitch. And Fires drives it in the air, shallow right center field. Terrero running in, makes the catch in right center. One pitch, one gone.
Left fielder Pierce Bennett.
First pitch is upstairs for the right-handed batter and Pierce Bennett for ball one. Runner on second base, one gone. Bottom of the 10th inning. 8-7 Bradenton ahead as Stumbo is 1-0. There's a curveball down and away. It's 2-0 on Bennett. He's 2-for-4 today. In the ninth inning, six runs across. It was wild pitches that scored some runs, but it was a 3-run home run by Lou Albrecht and a solo game-time blast by A.J. Shaver. 2-0 check swing. It's a strike, 2-1. It was on the check swing. Two one, and that's in there for a strike. 2-2 the count on Bennett. Marauders clinging on to this one-run lead. Leaves a strikeout. 2-2. Swinging a blooper. Right field. Terrero in. Makes the catch. Throw to second. And Saltzbaum scampers back in. Back-to-back F9s. Two gone in the 10th inning. But we won't say anything until it's over because Thrashers were down to their last strike twice and found a way to tie the ball game. Runner on second base for Dakota Kotowski. Right-handed hitter with a runner on second. First pitch is a curveball top of the zone called strike. Again, most of the campers have left here. Getting ready to go home, but some are still scattered across the lower bowl here at BayCare Ballpark. The 0-1, fastball up high on the check swing and laid off, and it's 1-1. Kotowski, one of the players that played a key part in the ninth inning, singled in a run, then scored on a wild pitch. Two outs, runner on second base. The 1-1. Curveball catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike. 1-2 for the third time this afternoon. The Thrashers are down to the last strike. One, two. Swing and a foul back. Good here there at 93 by Stumbo that a piece was caught of. and looking for one more put away pitch here from Peyton Stumbo. Here in the 10th inning. 1-2. Swing and a miss. A fist pump from Plaz. And that's the ball game. Bradenton hangs on in the 10th inning. Score a run. And they blank the Threshers in the 10th inning. Final score, Bradenton 8, Clearwater 7. As the Marauders escape disaster, they give up 6 runs in the 9th inning. Forced extras. And they end up winning 8-7. And they now have won 4 of their first 5 to start the second half. Post-game show coming up next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, what a wild game this was on a camp day at BayCare Ballpark as we welcome you back. It's the Marauders postgame show. Thomas and Zerla here to take you back to this one. But first off, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Final score here, though, 8-7. Marauders somehow found a way to win and the end of this one after they gave up a 6-run lead in the 9th inning. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh Pirates system first. Buccos up 6-1 on the Reds in the top of the 7th inning right now as they have scored 4 runs in the last 2 innings and so looking for a series win there today. Altoona is the next game up in the Pirates' org. Sean Sullivan, 6 p.m. start time there at home against Akron. Triple-A Indianapolis on the road in Rochester, 6:45. And then Hiya Greensboro, the MILB.TV free game of the day. Dominic Piracci takes the hill for the Grasshoppers as they take on the Jersey Shore Blue Claws in the South Atlantic League. In the Florida State League, only game that was going on this afternoon, and so 6 p.m. start time in Lakeland, and Ricky Tiedemann, one of the top prospects, and the Pirates org, or the Blue Jays org, is getting the ball today there in Lakeland. Palm Beach hosts St. Lucie at 6:30. Jupiter is on the road in Daytona at 6:35. Fort Myers hosts Tampa at 7:05 p.m. down at Hammond Stadium. Come back for the postgame show. We'll walk you back to this one. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable, and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Bradenton picks up an 8-7 victory in 10 innings today after they gave up a late lead. They got the lead late and then gave it right back. We start, though, in the top of the second inning as we walk you back through this one. Carlson Reed against Luke Russo today. Both were fantastic on the hill. Marauders, though, broke through in the second inning. A two-out walk issued by Russo to Emmanuel Terrell brought up Shalene Polanco, who nearly left the yard in an RBI triple, made it 1-0 in the second inning. Neither side scored again until the bottom of the sixth inning when it was a one-out walk by Carlson Reed, then a single by Viers before Bryson Ware was pinch run for by Devin Saltabon, scored on a wild pitch thrown by Reed. Reed at one point today had retired 11 in a row between the first and the fifth inning, and then late, but still went six innings today, one-run ball on four hits, two walks, and eight strikeouts. Carlos Jimenez, a scoreless inning. Gary McMillan, a scoreless frame as well. And then things got wild in the late innings. But first, a 1-1 tie game between the Threshers and the Marauders. Marauders exploded for six runs in the eighth inning. It started against Saul Turan. He faced just three batters. It was back-to-back solo home runs to start the inning by Shalene Polanco and Javi Rivas, and then a walk to Brillon Bishop, and that was the end of the day for Turan. Jose Pena came in. Bishop stole second, then Woodlander scored, and later in the half inning, on a grand slam from Axel Plaz. And so that was a pinch hit home run, a grand slam as well for Plaz, opened it up to a 7-1 lead. Bottom nine, Tyler Kennedy after McMillan had tossed a scoreless half inning, came in out of the bullpen. And so he was looking for just three outs and would not get that. Jordan Viers a walk, Pierce Bennett a single, and then Dakota Katowski with an RBI single to drive in one run. This is where things got pretty interesting. The Nico Puaca-Grego infield flyer with a center field ball was dropped. Bennett took off for third, was gunned down there. So two outs, and Katowski's at second base. Advances a third on a wild pitch, scores in a wild pitch. Truman again closer at 7-3. So at that point, it was a win probability of 100% after the Puaca-Grego infield fly rule. Hediger walked, Gonzalez walked to put two on for Lou Albrecht, who clubbed a three-run home run then on the second pitch from Peyton Stumbo, who just came in to face the very first batter. Made it a one-run ball game at 7-6, and then with two strikes on A.J. Schaefer. This was the second time that the Threshers were down to their last strike. Schaefer hits a solo home run to left field to tie the ball game at 7-7. It went to extras, and then in the 10th inning, ended up being a wild pitch from Luis Avila that scored Toledo after he advanced on a flyout to center field by Connor Delgado, and so the Marauders end up winning 8-7. Stumble retired all three in order in the 10th inning. So, a crazy one at 8-7 here today. Marauders are off to a good start, though. Final numbers in this one, 8 runs on 8 hits, no errors, 4 left. Threshers, 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors, four men left on base. Game time, 2 hours and 45 minutes, seen by 2391 on this Wednesday camp day game. Winning pitchers Peyton Stumpo improves to 1-2. The loser is Luis Avila, falls to 0-1. Marauders improved to 33-38 overall, 4-1 in the second half of the season. Thrashers fall to 44-27, 1-4 in the second half of the season. Tomorrow's 6:30 regular start time. First pitch here from Baker Ballpark and at Clearwater. Hong Long Cheng gets the ball, 2-5 with a 4.20 ERA against Enrique Segura, who's 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA. Pregame show at 6:10 p.m. Again, a 6:30 start time tomorrow. That'll do for us here in Clearwater, Florida, from Baker Ballpark. Final score one last time. Marauders win 8-7 in 10 innings here tonight. We'll see you back here at the ballpark. Have a great rest of your Wednesday afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow in Clearwater.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.